This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Puberty, you didn't sing me the birthday song on Friday's show. Did you know that? You did not sing to me. And I think people are just visibly
upset.
This
is true.
You didn't
think... Visibly, yes.
Yeah, visibly.
The complaints poured in over the weekend.
How dare Superdon not sing happy birthday? Now, I actually, as we open the show today, I got a birthday story. Because I'm not really, honestly, I'm not that big on birthdays. Thank you for all the wonderful, loving, whatever, everything that you sent. As I said, the gift to me would be giving the gift of healing to someone else. Paying it forward that way, obviously. Well, obviously for me, maybe not for you, but now you know. I didn't have any plans for the birthday. My wife made me chocolate brownies, organic brownies, really nice. I didn't even get to eat them that day. Here's what happened. So we didn't know what the day was going to have, what we're going to do, and turned out the kids had events for the Friday evening. We're like, oh, we're on our own. Excellent. So I call up the local farm-to-table restaurant that we go to very sparingly because it's kind of a spendy place. Those of you in Australia use the term spendy. That's where I learned spendy. We call it pricey, right? Expensive, spendy. It's like, it's a high-end gourmet, layers upon layers of flavor, right? Really high-end chef. And I call him, I say, hey, do you happen to have space available? Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. So we go to dinner, 7:15 dinner. And we weren't planning on getting dessert because we had brownies at home. So we get to the dessert part, we're like, well, thank you. I don't even want to look at the dessert menu because it looked really good. It was actually really good. So I'm ready to go home. Maybe we'll go get some organic ice cream from the local store, right, just as a treat, and the kids can enjoy it later too. And the guy comes up, the waiter guy comes, oh, it's your birthday, here. And they evidently made a homemade ice cream like Neapolitan. Like, you know how they I don't know how they do this, but they layer it like a strawberry, vanilla, and a chocolate.
And a chocolate?
With some kind of really cool, crumbly... I mean, it's like, you know, it's eye-appealing, too. This is the level at which it goes. So we're like, okay, we'll try that. But before we do that, I said to my wife, you need to sing happy birthday to me. You have to... I like her voice. I love her voice, but she doesn't sing much anymore. Okay. So she starts... you know, we lean in the table. She leans into me. I leaned into her. She starts singing. And then, those of you watching on YouTube, you can see what I'm about to do here. Then suddenly I do this. I throw my hand across my nose like that, wave it across my nose. she's like, how rude. What do you mean? We just ate dinner. But it was very funny because it had nothing to do with her breath. Her breath was fine. You know, it was really a nice moment, and I put my face over the candle, and I was starting to get this really superheated air coming up my nose, and
I suddenly involuntarily
waved that off of my nose, and she thought I was waving her off because she didn't have bad breath. So it made for a great laugh, and I thought, okay, how funny was that? I'm sure somebody was watching. They probably got a laugh out of it, too. But anyway, it was a great, great birthday, just low-key.
Awesome.
Yesterday, we went to... George Fest, a George Washington birthday celebration, and my daughter was in a dance troupe that was dancing. I kind of tried to do a Facebook Live on my personal page, and it's not high quality, but you get a sense. It was just the kids having fun dancing with that. I've got a story about the political side of that event coming up next hour with before we get to Jeffrey Jackson. Also, another thing, you know, when you're over 50, some people laugh at you and say you're over the hill. Of course, some others say 50 is the new 30, right, depending on how you're living your life. And I honestly, I feel really good most all of the time. I had about a week where I didn't this season, this so-called winter season. We're going to get into that. But I did the mountain bike trail per usual. I like to do it once or twice a week on the weekends. And I did this place called Harry Scary. It's Harry Scary. It's like, you know, offshoots. You've got options to go to the higher level tracks. And I've been toying with the Harry Scary thing, but I can't complete the obstacle course, right? Because it's really, it's a higher end skill level. Not deadly skill level, but higher end. And so I've been gearing up, warming up, imagining seeing it, and this time I did it. I made it through every skill level, the drops, the climbs, the over the logs and the rocks. And I was like, yeah, it was a big accomplishment. So there you go. At any age, you can put your mind to it, practice it, and you can achieve it. And that includes health and healing as we tackle the waning flu season, so-called waning flu season. There's a headline at NBC maybe. News. Maybe, maybe,
maybe.
Not sure. Is flu season winding down? Maybe. Yeah, you're right. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, says. Now, why can't flu season be like hunting season? Actually, it is. I think about it now as I say that. Flu season is very much like hunting season because it's open season on, well, I'd say animals, but in a sense, the medical establishment, they look at all of us like animals. How do I know? Herd immunity, right? This idea that we're a bunch of cattle, we're a bunch of moo cows, and we all must be vaccinated, not because the vaccine works, but because the vaccine works for the people that can't get vaccinated. I know. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. We'll get into that with Jeffrey Jackson next hour. But flu season is open season on your grandma, your grandpa, your kids, women who are pregnant, and they target you with these needles, these shots. Under the guise of, hey, man, we'll establish and elicit an immune response. You'll have an antibody. You'll be protected, except that we screw up most of the time. And you're lucky if this year it's 15% effective. And then they stretch it, say, no, it's 27, it's 33, it's 5, it's 10, whatever. They're making it up as they go.
But
then,
we heard William Schaffner say, yeah, that's what we expected.
Kind of what we expected, right. That was a Vanderbilt doctor that they go to, a go-to doctor. Sort of what we expected.
Whatever.
So the CDC says it's winding down, but maybe not. A second wave could be hitting soon. Now, my flu experience is not a flu experience. I had a week, like, remember when I flew out to Utah, and I didn't sleep well heading into that, and I was kind of sniffly that week. I came back, I was a little sniffly. Never really succumbed to anything, but I could tell that I was being challenged. My immune system was being challenged. Now, I didn't suppress it, I didn't take Tylenol, I didn't take ibuprofen. I upped my selenium, I upped my silver intake, I upped my beta-1-3-D glucan. And I got through it, and it was just a mere trifling annoyance. There are people that are suffering severely, so severely, in fact, that they're ending up dead. This is true. Now, I'm not here to say that it is absolutely influenza. In fact, the vast majority of so-called influenza deaths may or may not have ever been influenza, and their complications associated with an immune recovery cut short, though seemingly successful, by interventional drugs like Tylenol and ibuprofen. These things suppress immunity, suppress liver and kidney detoxification pathways, making it darn near impossible for these people on the edge to clear the debris from a successful immune intervention or battle that their own immune system did. You beat the bad guys back. Now you have an overwhelmingly dead bodies on the battlefield. That if you can imagine, that is going to be a breeding ground for secondary infection and complications if your body is unable to cleanse the area because the law of the terrain dictates what grows there. So it may have been a viral issue, may have been flu, maybe not, maybe one of the other viruses they say, oh my gosh, that's the cause, I dispute that, but let's just put it aside and say, hey, what about when that immune system debris field, successful intervention, is not cleared? Guess what? Bodies strewn on the battlefield, left there to decay, will create the opportunistic place for microorganisms, pathogens, bacteria, etc. And then the compensation that must happen in many people is that the liver kidneys are not working so well because of the ibuprofen and Tylenol, and it goes into the lungs. And they have a cough, a phlegm, things that are debris, and you're like, you can't breathe, you're coughing, you can't get out over it, and then you have this secondary infection. Could be even a pneumonia that ends up killing you. Of course, we talk about nebulizing silver into the lungs in those cases, but I don't do that in a vacuum either. Page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger goes into many different remedies to heal the lungs and lung tissue. But that does not preclude and should not be mutually exclusive to the need to open up the pathways of excretion or elimination wine. Detox, hydrate, liver support, all of these things. But the idea that the flu shot is going to protect you is nonsense. It's dangerous nonsense, even though they are kind of planting the seeds for next season where we predict they're going to come out with a breakthrough universal flu vaccine. Finally, we got it. It doesn't matter what form of flu it is. Go for it. And they will have lied to you about that. They will have lied to you about its safety, its efficacy, and who it's been actually tested on or for. So don't worry, the second wave of flu is coming if you're not a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you are and you pay attention to what we do here, and you do it too, you're likely not going to succumb at all, and if you do, it would be mild like the little sniffle I had, and you'll be on your merry way shortly thereafter. How are you doing, Super Don?
I did not get the flu again this year.
Well, obviously you got 10 flu shots then.
Two extra on Saturdays. No, I didn't. I can't. I don't think I've ever had a flu shot ever. Mm-hmm. And I think I've had the flu maybe once or twice in my lifetime. Yeah, I'm an anti get sicker.
That's it. We're against getting sick.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, this flu season, statistically. And I think, I know that we don't want to believe the official story, but I think just observationally has been kind of a tough one on some people. Mm-hmm. But it's I think it's over, and we'll just have to wait and see what's next on the horizon as far as vaccine deficient diseases, right?
Right. Yeah.
What's next on the horizon? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, listen, it isn't flu season. They call it that. That's the PR. That's the garbage everybody buys into. There's no evidence that it is, in fact, that when you think 85% of all flu diagnoses are not even flu. So you can't call it that. You can call it an immune challenge season. I would call it a toxicological burden season following, well, the party on season the last 2 or 3 months of the previous year, leading into, oh my gosh, the stress, the dehydration, the lack of vitamin D from sunshine. And that manifests itself in this way, and we don't pay any attention to the liver in Western medicine mindset. All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we got another news story related to endocrine disrupting compounds, and if we had a theme song for it, it would start out really low. A man singing really low. And by the time the theme song ended, I'd be talking like this because of the interaction with, you know, endocrine disrupting compounds like bisphenol A. We've been talking about this for many years, plastifiers, plasticizers.
You know, right? Robert, but, you know, what? Here's the thing. And you know, last week we found out that we've been wrong all along.
About?
When it came to SSRI drugs, that they actually all work.
They all
And they're
good.
Better
they're
than placebo, good. And they're yeah. good. And so, you know, here we are again. We're on the first day of our broadcast week. Yeah. We're getting slapped down again by the government because they want us to know that all along we've been wrong, that BPA actually is okay.
So we can't, for Daniel's sake at GCN, yes, inside joke here, play I Told You So. It would be, you're wrong again.
Yeah, that's right. Told you wrong. Yes.
Here's the headline. Plastic additive BPA, not much of a threat, government study finds. Now,
yeah,
of course,
it's not much of a threat.
If the government study says so, then obviously, who are we to question the government, right? They are always right. There are no conflicts of interest. There's no such thing as regulatory capture, right? The industry that produces plastics would never be able to capture the regulatory agencies and give cushy jobs to those who approve and say good things about their products. The chemical BPA isn't living up to its nasty reputation. According to this headline, a 2-year government study of rats found that even high doses of the plastic additive produced only minimal effects, and that these effects could have occurred by chance. By chance! Now, what I find most interesting about this presentation, it's premature. Do you say premature or premature? How do you say it, Super Don?
I say premature.
Premature. I think in England, our friends that listen on UK Health Radio, it's premature. Basically, they announced this as a definitive It's no big deal. Go back to sucking down your BPA-encrusted chili dogs, whatever it is. Well, it turns out this hasn't undergone peer review yet. Did I say that? Yes, it's a draft report. And it hasn't gone through the peer-reviewed process yet, but it's presented as fact. If we were to present preliminary findings prior to peer review as fact, we would be laughed out of the SkepDuck community. Not that we're in that community.
Interesting.
But it's a draft, and it's still to go through peer review.
Right.
Scheduled to be discussed at a public meeting with a bunch of rats speaking in high voices in April.
With their bottled water at the meeting.
Extra BPA for me. Now, again, I got to ask the question about this because it's not peer-reviewed, so we can't actually review the report yet. You know, give me some parameters here in terms of what they did, because we have in real-world scenarios, not just BPA. We have xenoestrogens, yes, from plasticizers, but from pesticides, from airborne pollutants, from injectable sources, all kinds of growth hormones, antibiotics that are known to disrupt endocrine function in the body, human and animal, and you begin to look at it in toto, not the dog toto, but in total, and you begin to say in real-world scenarios, it's not one thing, it's never only one thing, because how many people live in a pristine environment and get exposed to only one thing? It can give you some indication, but the reality is BPA is not the only thing that's creating these aberrant endocrine responses. And we've seen environmentally how it's playing out, but here's an argument that says, my gosh, headline reads, it's perfectly all good, all fine, nothing to see here, move along, and you have to read further into the story to find out this hasn't even been peer-reviewed. But we're going to tell you like it's gospel, it's written in stone, because we're here from the government, and we're here to lie to you. That would be the real thing. Hello, we're here from the government. We're here not to help you, but to lie to you. And it's up to you to determine whether we're telling the truth on the offhand chance we sometimes get it right. Because they have to have plausible deniability in all of those other cases, the 85 to 97% other cases where they are, in fact, not telling you the truth. So I am not drinking BPA in a baby bottle or in anything. We've reduced our exposure to the greatest degree possible. We can't completely eliminate it. Our environment has become so corrupted and degraded that there is no way you can live free of these exposures. But what you can do is make conscious choices to minimize those exposures where you have genuine control over it. And that is all I'm saying here. I think we are obligated to do that which we have control over in our own lives. You believe in prayer? I believe in prayer. But don't pray something away that you cannot buy and still buy it. Yeah, I'm going to pray away the BPA, but I'm also buying the bottles that contain BPA, the cans contain BPA, BPA-encrusted baby foods, but I'll pray it away. No, you are asked to do a little bit, just a little bit more than that. That's my opinion. You let me know what you think, and we've got comments of the day letting us know some things. After this break, go to robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Scott Belcher.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities to like create little like mini segments on the show. Like if we had 24/7 to dedicate to this and nothing else, we wouldn't need to eat. Let's say we have a creative team of hundreds, if not thousands. You know, like Rich, you know, we talk on the break about directing me on the video part of it. We probably could come up with some really cool stuff. A lot of times, I don't think we're coasting super done, but, you know, we just present things. Occasionally, we have an inspiration to do this or that or the other, and we integrate it. Like, occasionally, you'll get inspired to do another theme song. Like, I rib you about theme songs. Every once in a while, you go theme song crazy, and then we hang out with them for a while, which is cool.
Yeah.
But the idea that we could do something like, what have I learned today? Right? What have we learned today? Like, we could do that review at the end of every show. That's not really creative because people do that. But, Ronnie, came at us with what she learned today.
The U.S.
That's not... What was that? I don't even know what that was. This is what she came at us with.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Excuse me.
It's still hard to say, Ronnie, when you see Rona, honestly, as a name, but we're respecting that. Hopefully we get close to the proper thing because she's a super fan, and she's usually watching us on YouTube as well. So on Friday's show, and we pre-record whenever I can the Friday show so we can get out and have a half a day off. You know, Superdon literally is a half a day. For me, a day and a half when I'm not doing a Saturday event. And, you know, so we got it. We put it together. Wasn't on video. But people, thank you, Ronnie, for listening to the stream, GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, whether it's on a radio station around the world or you're listening to the stream online. At the end of the show on Friday, it was Friday's show, wasn't it? I believe that's
yes,
right.
Yes, it was.
I was kind of stunned. We were covering a story about an airplane trip that was aghast because of gas. And no, not a dangerous gas that was combustible. I guess theoretically it could have been.
Could be combustible.
Apparently... what do you call it? A customer? What do you call it? The passenger?
A passenger on the airplane was having a problem with flatulence.
A lot of it.
Would not stop, and so they had to do an emergency landing.
Right. So that was the final story of the day, which was kind of gross, maybe a little silly, because we weren't on the plane, so we could laugh about it. Ha ha. And I suggested that on airplanes they should have like a in their first aid kit perhaps activated charcoal. And at one point I said, you know, if it's really bad, just stick a charcoal briquette up their butt. I was kidding, a briquette. I was kidding, totally kidding.
And I mentioned, I mean, they do. I've seen these. It's been around for a long time. They make special underwear that has an activated charcoal filter. Pad type of thing that when you're
that
sitting on it.
Will absorb the odor.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, which
yeah.
is good. So it was a little lighthearted, the segment, but then you took it to a very dark place.
It's not, well, okay, literally it could be a dark place. This is true.
Yeah, no, I did not know. And it shows, embarrassingly so, perhaps, my naivete about certain things. Because people go, well, no, you know, when occasionally Superdome brings something to my attention that I didn't know, people are shocked. It's like, no, I don't know everything. And I certainly didn't know what an alternative definition to a Dutch oven was. I don't even want to mention what you told me it was. Because my wife and I both...
It's not that bad. Guys, man, you're being like a snowflake over this. It's not...
Admittedly,
it's not that
I would melt in this scenario.
It's a funny joke that, you know, if you pass gas, you know, you're in bed.
You don't have to say it. People can look it up. They can go back to listen to Friday's show. So...
I won't tell you what a double decker is then.
No, please don't. I don't even want to know.
All right.
So, Ronnie, getting back to the comment of the day. Today, I learned that #RSB does recommend that you shove a charcoal briquette up your butt. And Super Don taught us all what a Dutch oven was. Happy birthday, #RSB show, #AliveWithHemp. #IamKratom. Well, Ronnie, thank you for the acknowledgement. It really wasn't what we were going for in terms of what you were to learn that day. But
okay. Listen, we strive to the best of our ability to be informational and educational on all fronts. And so, yes, when you tune into this show, you will learn things. Maybe some things you don't want to know. You will learn things, nonetheless.
And I did. Now, getting back to the comment of the day. This one's from Luann. This is more along the lines where we're hoping that somebody would get. From the show. We interviewed Dr. David Edwards, a dentist, a friend. He's wonderful, IAOMT member, very holistic. His dad, George, has been doing this for decades. Great guy, and he's the one that worked on my wife to get her back after 6 years. Just tremendous. So I have nothing but gratitude for this guy. And we were responding to a question from Luann about dentistry because she was worried she might have to have an extraction. She doesn't want to have happen to her what happened to my wife. And I'm like, yes, this is important. So I called Dr. Edwards' office, and he was in between surgery. There were break times in his surgery when we did the show together on Friday. So Luann says, Robert, thanks for responding to my question so quickly. My dentist is one of only three here in Indiana listed on HDA site. I guess that's a holistic dentistry site. That's what my guess, because I wasn't sure. I didn't look into that. She uses the PRF procedure. Peptide-rich PRP.
Plasma rich, I think.
Plasma rich. Thank you. I'm losing it right now because of the charcoal briquette comment from Ronnie. Thanks a lot, buddy. She uses the proline rich fibrin, which was the advance of the PRP, which I think is even better. And that's what helped in my wife's case when extracting a tooth. And go back to Friday's show and you'll understand why it's so amazing what it can do. This was the first time I had heard of this procedure until Dr. Edwards talked about it when answering my question. I wish I had known all of this 30 years ago when I had my root canal. One thing is for certain, I will never have another one. I had not considered a partial. I will look into that. So this was really an opportunity to, as I said, I could have answered it, but I think it was awesome that we were able to get Dr. Edwards on to go in because he's the guy with experience in doing this stuff to get a little bit more of the nuances of the options and things like that that we didn't know. Now, I was very sensitive, and if you listen to the interview to him, because I know where his heart is, I know where his mind is in all of this. But if he comes out and says, my gosh, root canals, the scourge of the dental profession, they'll come after his license. So going in, I knew that. That's why I kind of set it up. I said, I realize, Dr. Edwards, you might have to say something a little different, but I'm going to say it this way. And then he came in and acknowledged because this, the endodontists or whatever, it was like all different ways he had to acknowledge it to not get in trouble because he's got a license. And I said, the problem is licenses protect not the public, but protect a certain economic self-interest. And those who go beyond it, right, to offer services of not doing a root canal or repairing a root canal by removing a dead tooth and helping thereby the patient to heal from all the problems done by previous dentists. Well, you can't say that. That's like a violation of the rules. Thou shalt not talk bad about dental club, for instance. And so it was a real neat opportunity, and I hope you heard the nuance of why I set the stage for him. But he did a great job in a couple of small segments that was... Really, I hope you go back to listen to Friday's archive. It's on GCNLive.com or iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or SoundCloud or UK Health Radio. We didn't do a YouTube that day. So Luann continues and says, I was a military kid growing up with free medical and free dental, like my wife. I was bombarded with antibiotics, mercury-filled teeth, and immunizations. I'll call them vaccinations more accurately, but I get you, Luann. That's like my wife. And she was devastated. Her health was, when I met her in her 20s, and I was in my 20s, she was not long for this world. They destroyed her thyroid and many other problems with mercury. I agree with you 100%, Luann says. Free health care is not the best way to go. Oh, my gosh. You got that, liberals, progressives, free health care? It ain't great shakes because look at what the military is doing. Look at what the VA system is like. Look at what the entire forceful Obamacare is like, what it covers, what it doesn't, what it promotes, what it doesn't, what it suppresses, what it doesn't. Healthcare, free? Mm-mm. Never free. There's a cost. There's a price, and that price is your very life. And then she says, insert audio of bleeding lambs in the background. I guess you get that idea of leading lambs to slaughter with something for free, Super Don. Luann is really nailing this thing. I love this comment.
Bleeding lambs, that sounds kind of gory.
Yeah, but not bleeding, bleating. I don't know if they're like, did lambs
oh,
go,
oh, bleating. Okay.
Lambs all to right. slaughter, right?
I they thought we were bleeding. Going like rated R here for a moment.
In the slaughter, lambs to the slaughter, it could be a bloody death. But they are using blood products in vaccination, certainly. It has taken me a good 20 years to undo the advantages, quote-unquote advantages, of my childhood, she says. My parents were born and raised during the Dust Bowl, and as one of 13 kids... They thought they were giving their children a better life, so I find no fault with them. Right. It's no use blaming your parents. They didn't know. And, you know, much like my wife's family, I mean, her dad grew up in the poorest of the poor, rabbit shuffle, North Carolina or something, right? Tobacco farmers. This was a very real part of their subsistence, survival level. And so these people lived a different life, saw different things, and suddenly in the 20th century things opened up and, well, not all the principles were retained. I just wish that now, Luann says, that this education information is so readily available and accessible that more people would do their research and see the light. Thank you for bringing the light to many. God bless. Luann. Well, God bless you, Luann, for sharing your response to, you know, our response to your question of the day. And I'm grateful because that is a big part of the reason we do this show. Yes, we do a lot of silly. We do a lot of lighthearted. Sometimes I look at the camera on YouTube maybe when I'm not supposed to. I don't know. No one's directing me. But hopefully the message is getting through. And Luann, your sharing of your experience and response tells me it is getting through, despite Ronay's message that she learned about charcoal briquettes and buttholes. That was just a joke. It was a throwaway line. Wasn't something we were teaching on the air. Unless you were taking orally the activated charcoal to reduce gas that is exposing everybody on the airplane to foul odors.
Does that work?
The
activated charcoal for, oh, yeah, for gas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, oh, you can. If you're gassy, take it. You know, usually they come in capsules of activated charcoal, and you just pop a few of them down there. You'll find out, wow, that's pretty impressive. You don't need to take, I don't know, whatever the anti-gas X. The drugs are.
Well, you know, I mean, there's that, but you know the one that I always think of, mm-hmm. and I haven't actually thought of it in a long time because it's not a topic that normally comes up in conversation, but you remember they came out with something called Beano years ago.
Yes, right. I think it was an enzyme or something.
Yeah.
You remember what was in
it? So. Yeah, it was...
But, if you break down the fibers better, you know, and let the good microbiome do its job, there'll be a lot less of the flatulence on the planes or off the planes. Although we acknowledged if you're over 10,000 feet, some people it expands even greater and you got to go. But go back and listen to the Friday show. There were some learnable, teachable moments, Ronnie. It just wasn't the charcoal briquette we were going for. All right. When we come back, Super Don, what do you think of curling in the Olympics? He thought it was boring. Now that the U.S. has won the gold, we're going to revisit curling for you. And more. Jeffrey Jackson joining us in hour two. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Before we get to the Olympics, which just ended, I think, today, we got some questions coming in through YouTube. Some people like it when I talk to the camera and point at it. My wife says she likes me to talk to her with, look at me when I talk to you. So, again, we're getting a lot of good direction. It's only confusing me more, but it's okay. Lulu in Love is asking about CBD oil. Is it legal in all states? It is. The CBD from hemp technically is. It's legal in all 50 states. There's confusion. I agree. We've been through this. We'll continue to visit it. And I just walked back into my studio on the break. I got some Echo water, and I brought a big old, this is my giant teacup with yerba mate and organic peppermint. And it's a nice blend, and I sweetened it with a little stevia. If you're in South America, you'll say stevia, and that's organic stevia. So that's what I do to make it taste wonderful. Before that, my usual morning start is the yerba mate with dandelion. Start the day by nourishing your liver and your kidneys. Great combination for me. I love it. That's and what makes it taste good, if you're into sweetness, the stevia. It's awesome. For me, it doesn't have a bitter aftertaste. I don't know. People that... But then again, I can eat durian, which smells horrible, but is the most delicious fruit in the world. So don't use me as your litmus. That's just what I do. Now, curling. Super Don, you and I on curling were like, you know... It's kind of interesting and silly. I kind of like a lot of the personality of nations comes out because the yelling that goes on of the people that do the curling, like the Korean ladies with their high pitch sound, right? The men, this and that. And the U.S. men got gold. They got gold. They had to win like 5 or 6 matches in a row to get gold.
We've got audio of that.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Curling gold. Here we go. That's what I accidentally played the other segment. Yes. Now I know.
The U.S. Can he hit it? He can! Five on the board for Team USA. The United States has won curling gold at the Olympics.
Dude, it sounds like Homer Simpson's there. They're drinking lots of beer. They're a rowdy crowd. Who knew, right?
Yeah.
But if you get into it, it's kind of... It is intriguing, I have to say,
Well,
I'd be falling all over the ice. I would.
Well, it's curling is one of those things where I never spent any time watching it. It was just, it became annoying because as I was trying to find something to watch that was of interest in the Winter Olympics, every time I turned on the channel, there was curling going on. I was like, no, I want to watch snowboarding or ski jumping or something, right? But I, for whatever reason, I really kind of got into giving the Winter Olympics a chance this year. Normally, you know, it's kind of because listen, the Summer Olympics are the one that's the one that honestly the majority of people like because they like watching the track and field and the running and you know and the stuff like that.
Right.
But I gave it a chance, and it actually was kind of interesting. And the thing that bugged me about curling was I didn't understand it. Because it's just like, I don't get it.
Like
you know?
Cricket.
It's like
I still don't get cricket.
Yeah, there's sliding. Is it shuffleboard? It's kind of like billiards, but it's sort of like darts, too. You know, and then they do the score. And it's like, I don't even understand. How did you get those points? How do you score on this thing? So I actually sat down and watched, you know, a good amount of it. And I don't know. It kind of grew on me a little bit.
Well,
and
they actually,
listen,
they're
they
real
won
athletes.
The gold medal. They won the gold medal, so we got to support our guys, right?
They're real athletes. I mean, they have shoulder injuries. They have, you know, their muscles get sore trying to balance on. They're using their core. They're sweeping fast. I mean, they're stuff. These are athletes. No, they're not like super fat. I mean, it's like really the
It's an unusual sport. It's unusual.
Yeah, twist it just right, release it just right. I mean, there's physics involved. You know, it's impressive. I don't know that I'd have the patience to learn and do that because, you know, with bowling, you just throw the ball down there, hit the pin, and there's nuance to that too. But anyway, congratulations to the U.S. men's curling team. I think it's their first gold ever.
Yes, it is.
Arnica would be good for them if they get a little sore or injured. Arnica, Montana is awesome. Let's see. What else we got today? We got Jeffrey Jackson coming up next hour. Oh, upcoming events. There's a documentary video called, what is it called? Real Immunity. And I think today is the last day you can watch it for free. So if you go to the show notes, please quickly do this. Go to robertscottbell.com, scroll down in the notes, and you're going to see this image like a movie poster for Real Immunity. Click it, sign up, watch for free. And then you might want to buy the DVD, but this is really opening up a discussion in a unique way. Our friend Scylla Whatcott put this out. So check it out. Other links are in the show notes, including upcoming events. We'll talk about some of those events. Are you going to be in Atlanta, Toronto? Where else am I going to be? I can't keep up with all of it. It's coming. Oh, Colorado. We'll talk about it next as well. Jeffrey Jackson going to be talking about the pro-vaccine derangement syndrome. I'm calling it that. We're going to find out what Jeffrey says after the break. We'll be back after the news because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.